Mike and Amy Mills are a father-daughter team from Southern Illinois. Mike was trained as a dental technician.
I made false teeth, crowns, bridges, partials, this type of thing. It's what I did, you know, as a trade. Later on, I started barbecuing just for the fun of doing it.
And that's what made him famous.
I see that in your pocket you've got a pen, glasses, and also a meat thermometer.
Yes, all the necessities of life.
Mike is 75, and he doesn't like to brag, but he's in the Barbecue Hall of Fame in Kansas City, Missouri. He's won a bunch of international competitions. In short, the guy standing on my porch in the rain right now is a barbecue legend. With his daughter, Amy, the family runs a place in Murfreesboro, Illinois, called 17th Street Barbecue.
Spreading the gospel of barbecue, hence the words Praise the Lard.
Praise the Lard is also the name of their new cookbook. It has simple recipes like pimento cheese and tangy coleslaw, and also more ambitious projects, like instructions on how to select and prepare a whole hog. We're not getting in that deep today. I asked Mike and Amy Mills to show us something people can do at home.
Today, we are going to smoke and then finish on the grill some chicken wings, and that's something that's very easy to do in your own backyard.
Awesome.
Lead the way and we will follow.
These barbecue evangelists preach that you don't need fancy equipment to make great meat. To prove it, they set to work on a well-used and very basic Weber charcoal grill.
Let's see what we got going here. Perfect. This looks exactly like they should look, like they've been used before. It's not the first time out of the box.
For heat, Mike likes a natural lump charcoal, not charcoal briquettes.
Yeah, an all-natural wood. It's not got chemicals and coal and other additives just to extend the wood product. It's 100% wood. So I'm just going to put this in the chimney.
Once the coals are red hot, he dumps them onto the grill.
No, you want your coals to be nice and red and charred.
Then right on top of the glowing coals goes an almost magic ingredient, a branch.
We have some apple wood here.
Did you bring this apple wood from Southern Illinois?
I did. We packed this in our
really
suitcase.
Authentic.
This is really authentic.
Something that a lot of people just don't know. Trees have bark. Bark blackens your meat. Your apple wood has a skin. You'll notice it's very
thin. It's not a thick bark, it's a very thin skin.
Very thin.
Apple wood won't make the meat turn dark.
No.
So charcoal is the heat source and wood is the flavor.
As soon as the apple wood goes on, a sweet, smoky aroma fills the porch.
Smells like heaven.
And that's before there's even any meat.
Yes.
Now the wings go on, over indirect heat. They've already gotten a spice rub, and they should sit there for about an hour and a half undisturbed, not intensely cooking just yet, just slowly smoking.
Barbecuing probably is, without a doubt, when people get together, they're not in a hurry, they're more relaxed. People aren't shoving and pushing, and they know when it's ready, it's going to be something good.
Finally, it's on to the second phase of these two-step wings. With more coals on the fire, it's time to apply a couple of different house sauces with a tiny little mop.
A lot of times you'll see somebody with a brush. We're not painting a house. We're fixing a meal. That's why we use a mop.
The cookbook includes the family's recipe for barbecue sauce. We'll post it online.
Barbecuing is a great friendship maker. You've got time to talk to each other. And in this life anymore, you don't have a lot of time to talk. You know, other than, hi, bye, how's the kids, and I'll see you next week. Barbecuing puts it down on a different level. And can you cook the ribs faster? Yes, but they won't be like they're supposed to be.
You want to pull the wings off the grill when the internal temperature hits 165, or when they look nice and charred but not blackened.
You eat with your eyes, too. In fact, that's the first thing you eat with it, is with your eyes and your nose. The smell when you walked up here. And then when you open this up to see what's on there and to get another whiff of that aroma. I'm going to get a bowl right quick.
Now at this point, I need to recruit an impartial judge to help me taste these wings.
Hello, Mr. Mills.
How are you doing?
My name is Diane Swan, and I'm the next door neighbor to Oreo.
She's lived in this neighborhood for decades, and she knows a good wing.
I like the hot ones, the mild ones.
The in-between ones.
And the in-between ones.
Do you prefer the drummy or
the
wingettes?
The wingettes. That's the one. There
give
you go.
You one of each, but you can
okay.
have more.
Okay. I'm going to try this one. Tastes good. Very delicious.
Do you know Food and Wine magazine called these the best wings in the country?
Oh, they do. They're good. They are good.
Mm-hmm. So there are just many, many layers of flavor here. Mm. Garlic salt, dry rub, smoke, the chicken itself, and then the sauce.
Mm. Poor chicken don't stand a chance.
My neighbor, Miss Diane Swan, with two legends of American barbecue, Mike and Amy Mills. Their new cookbook is called Praise the Lard, Recipes and Revelations from a Legendary Life in Barbecue.